Chukat Torah, Masay, page Peites, exactly in the middle of the page, in the middle of the paragraph that begins Vihine, the first one. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining you need to have Ava, and then he starts explaining you need to have Yira, and he says that the purpose of Yira is to have the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim. And that, and he says like this, Vaidei is Bein, exactly in the middle of the first column, Vaidei is Bein Nesanau, through this meditation in the awesomeness of Hashem, Tipol Olav Eim of Afachat, will fall upon the person this fear and awe in the level of Yira. V'nich L'bo Gam Kibachinus Rachmanus Al Nafshe, and that will also awaken the level of mercy on his soul, Kshareya, when he sees Shane Miss Paul, Mikola's Bane in the Sun, now that he doesn't become affected from all this meditation. That yesterday we learned, the Alter Rebbe said that even in the level of Ava, you have to awaken the Rachmanis on yourself. Because the Ava itself, the meditation into loving Hashem, doesn't always work. So you have to awaken Rachmanis. The same thing he says in fear, you also have to awaken Rachmanis, that after all the meditation into the awesomeness and power of Hashem, you're still not turned on to fear Hashem properly. In other words, that you don't feel fear of Hashem like you fear a human being.
How does it do that practically?
Just sit down and say, man, I'm pretty bad. And there's no fear of Hashem opposite eyes. They're likened to animals. And therefore, based on this, awaken this tremendous level of mercy. And he'll daven and ask, in his davening, he'll ask Hashem for Rachmanis on himself. So in other words, just like Ava, when it doesn't work, you need to awaken pity. Same thing in awesomeness, you also have to awaken pity when it doesn't work. How do you awaken pity? You daven to Hashem. You say, God, help me. I need to have pity on myself. Zehu, and this is what we say. Baruch ato havaya. What do we daven in the Shemoneh Esrei or Bechlal Brachas? Baruch ato means we're asking Hashem to bring down this level of ato Hashem. It should be revealed godliness within us. Shia b'chinas is galus. That this level of havaya should be revealed and not in a concealed way. That's what Chazal say. A person shouldn't make his davening like an established thing. I have to do it. It should be mercy before Hashem. In other words, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, don't make, when you daven, he says, don't make it like, okay, I have to daven, this is it. And that's why by Chassidim, it wasn't like, okay, you get up, yeah, like a robot. You go daven, and that's it. Chassidim had to get ready for davening. They went to the mikveh, they learned Chassidus. I'm not talking about Chassidim, come to show and talk for 5 hours. I'm talking about real Chassidim. They would get up, they would go to the mikveh, they would learn Chassidus. They would have to get into the mood of davening. And therefore, there were many, many great Chassidim that either they daven 6 hours or they daven in 10 minutes. You know, if it wasn't working, they just, you know, that was it. But they worked on themselves to have this level of davening. Like the Alter Rebbe writes, that Rabbi Yamin Kletzker, there were times he would daven Shachris Mincha Maariv together. Yeah, I know people that do that also, but they start Shachris 6 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, so of course they daven Shachris Mincha Maariv together. And he says, and what are we saying? Rachmon v'tachmon lifnei hamokim. Hamokim means the yichud ilah. She yivakish rachmon, that he asks rachmon is during davening. She abechina zu. Hainu gil, she is galus alukus, should be a revelation of alukus. V'chein kol prati amidus klulam gamkim midus agvura. All the midas are part of good. Just like the part of chesed, the part of gvura. V'chein kol zay midas, but it's saying that the same thing, he wants all the 7 midas, yahapech l'Hashem levadi. Remember, again, the bad beis masois is 6 times 7. Like you said, what is the purpose of traveling in the midbar to transform the midbar the midas of the nefesh habamis into elokus. Api Hashem yachnu, api Hashem yisol. It's all godly. Because Hashem told him when to stop, Hashem told him when to go. Therefore, it's all godliness. Because he did it based on Hashem. Like the Chassidus explains, when a person does what Hashem wants us to do, let's say Hashem says, okay, you have to learn, based on your situation, an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, or in the evening. When a person does that because Torah tells him to do it, that is considered as if they learned the whole day. Because Hashem is imposing that limitation on the person. And a self-imposed limitation is not a limitation. So when Hashem gives us, or like for Yeshiva Bachim, when Yeshiva Bachim keep the Seder of Yeshiva, it's like they learn 24/7. And therefore, like we learned, it doesn't pay to learn 3 hours at night extra and get up 5 minutes late to Seder. Because then you broke this self-imposed limitation that Torah gives you, and then already you're on your own, so then you're not learning 24/7. You keep the Seder of the Yeshiva, it's like you're learning 24/7. Because that's what Torah puts you in that limitation. And a self-imposed limitation is not a limitation. So when Hashem limits himself, or limits us, it's not a limitation. Because we put ourselves into it, we can take ourselves out of it. Okay, Gimel. Vinei, Momayla Lamat, Imem Tes, Momayla Lamat is 49, like the Sfidus, so Amen. What? Oh, sorry. Shemamshich, Makifa, Momayla Lamat. You bring down the level, Makifa, from higher to lower. L'chol azayim midas al yenis, into all the 7 midas of above. Like we say, hayayim, echod laim, sheni laim, shnei yomim laim, and so on. Kol prateihem v'haynu, gam machinis malchus, even in the level of malchus. Shebechol mido l'cho Hashem ha-mamlochom, in the level of yesh v'gilu. In other words, he says like this, in Sfiras Ha'imer, it's 7 times 7. Because we're bringing down Elokus from above into all 7 midas, including Malchus. But now, Masha'en kin amasois, shem mimata lemailo, because where are they going from? They're going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, from birth to death, right, to Gan Eden. So over there, you're going from mata lemailo, einam kim shisha levad b'chol mida. Over, and as the Alter Rebbe is explaining, this is a very interesting point. The Alter Rebbe is explaining, if the Membeis Masois was to find the Midas, it should be 49 journeys, 7 times 7. Like Sfira Sa'imer, one second, like Sfira Sa'imer. But Sfira Sa'imer is 49 because this Momayla Lamata permeates the Malchus of each level also. But Memato Lamayla, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain now why. Memato Lamayla, from lower to higher, Malchus is not permeated. Therefore, it's only 6 times 7. Not 7 times 7. What?
It's different than Sfira Se'imer.
Yeah, Sfira Se'imer is Mimato
Lamata. Right.
And this is Mimato Lamata.
Yeah? What is he comparing to Sfira Se'imer?
Just a refining of all the Midas.
What is 49?
7 times 7, refining all 7 midas of the Nefesh HaBamis, each one composed of 7.
What he was talking about before about...
Yeah. No, he's talking about both things. Now he's...
So when he says this, he's not talking about coming out of Mitzrayim. That he's comparing later.
Now he's saying this.
Now he's saying
this. Mashenke Masoi Shemi Mata Lemaila is only 6 in each midah. Ki Tzarech Li is Bechinas, Ayin V'lei Bechinas Yesh. It has to be the level of Ayin. In other words, by Malchus is the level of Lahanchol Oeva Yesh. That's the level of Yesh. By Lulamat, it permeates even the Yesh level. But here it needs to be the level of Ayin. Le Kamei Sha'am, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, Eini Yedeh, Be'ezederech Melichin Eisi. Okay? Meaning, Shele Yadav Lehigesh, Pchinas Ava V'yir Shalei. The Gemara says in Brachas, Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, right before he died, he lived 120 years. He lived a long time. His students came to him, and they saw he was crying. Before his death, he was crying. So his students said to him, like, why are you afraid to die? You know, You're a great man. He says, I see in front of me two paths. I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know if Gan Eden or Gehenim. That's what he said. I see two paths in front of my eyes. I don't know if I'm going to Gehenim or going to Gan Eden. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So the Alter Rebbe in many places asked the obvious question. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was like Ezra, like Moshe Rabbeinu, they all lived 120 years. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai never walked four Amis without Torah, Tefillah. It was an unbelievable, great name. All the Takonis and the Temachot Beis Amid, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made. So what do you mean, Ein Adeh B'derech, Beis Adeh Malich Neisi? So normally, the explanation Chassidus explains, is here it's a little bit different. In Chassidus it explains that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is like a businessman that during the duration of your business, you don't sit down and make a reckoning how much money is coming in, how much money is going out. At the end of the day, or the end of the month, the end of the year, whatever, then you sit down to make a cheshbon how much money came in, how much money went out. Why don't you do that during the day? Because during the day, you're busy doing business. If you're going to sit down and make a reckoning a whole day, when are you going to do business? Okay? So Chassidus explains that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, his whole life, the business was open. He had to serve Hashem. He never sat down to make a cheshbon where he's at, to make a reckoning where he's at, because that would take away time from doing Torah mitzvahs.
Even once a night.
He didn't.
Even before he
died. Right, he didn't. Now, before he died, like it's expression, if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? So now, he started making a cheshbon of his life. And he said, you know, I really don't know where I was. Well, here the Alter Rebbe says, he didn't know. Okay? He didn't know what it was. Because he was too busy doing Aveda. And he says, Vine, Lemasois, and now the journeys in the Midbar, it wasn't enough only Moshe Rabbeinu. The third pasuk is that even the Maimer is Biyad Moshe V'Aaron. Okay? So the question is, Moshe was the main guy in the journeys. Why does it have to be Aaron? Aaron is a Kohen, you know. He says, Hine lemasois, and now yitzor gamken b'chines Aaron. Why? Ki Aaron b'chines, the letters of Nira. The letters Aaron, Aleph, Hei, Resh, Nun, is the same letters as Nira, which is visible. Revelation, Gilui. Shul b'chines Gili min ha'elem. Which is the Aveda of Aaron. Like it said, Baal is Aaron as a Natus. When Aaron elevated the Natus, it doesn't say in Chumash, when he lit the Natus. Right? We learned many times, Aaron was kindling the Neshamis. It doesn't say by the kindling of the Meneda, when he lit. It never says the expression, when you lit. Baha'lois chasanatus. Or as he calls, Baal is Aaron as, when he elevated. He says, why? Because Kianei is same Neshamas Yisrael. The Aved of Neshamas, candles is the Neshama of Hashem, above the candle. The candle of Hashem is the Neshama of Yid. Like it says, Ner Ad Hashem Nishmas Adam, V'Adin or Milas Anedis. And Adin is one that reveals the level of the Neshamas. Elmup Neham Meneda, facing the Meneda, meaning Shehela Isam Adin Akain, elevated the Nedis. That there should be a gilui of Ner Hashem Nishmasodim, that their neshama should be revealed within them. Meaning like this. In the journeys of the 42 journeys, the Alter Rebbe says, not like Sfiras HaEmer, which is a revelation from above, refining all the midas, and therefore you have all seven midas. The 42 journeys is Mimata Lamaila, lower to higher. And therefore, you're talking about revealing within the neshama the godliness level within themselves. Right? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah. Torah is bringing God into my wisdom. What was Aaron HaKohen? Korbanos. What are Korbanos? Lower to higher, burning the animal on the Mizbeach. So Aaron is Mumato Lamaila. So therefore, in the Midbar, which was the Avoida of revealing the Neshama Mimato Lamaila, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't enough. They needed Aaron HaKohen with them. because Aaron HaKohen kindles the menorah of every single Eid and reveals the neshama within every single Jew.
But in comparison to asking for all men, it says that's for
the amount.
What? When you compare it to all men, it's the other way. Now it's the other way.
In other words, everything, like we learned, everything is relative. Meaning, when you're talking about Sfirah Seimer to Matan Torah, Sfirah Seimer was preparation, Matan Torah was the revelation. When you're talking about Sfirah Seimer compared to the 42 journeys in the desert, then Sfirah Seimer is Milmaila Lamata. That's why you say Yom Echad La'Eimer. Right? You're revealing Yom Echad. You're revealing Yom Sheni. Yom is revelation. So you're talking about revealing the level of godliness within the person. So again, everything's relative. Yeah, generally speaking, Chassidus explains that Sfirah Seimer is Aveda Mimata Lamayla. But that's only in comparison to Shavuos.
Isn't this a...
What?
How does it work in terms of Machlit? Is Machlit Yesh or is Machlit Bito? Because it has nothing of its own.
No, it says Malchus b'chinas Yesh v'Gilui. Malchus, because Malchus is Dibur, right? Malchus is Hashem revealing Himself into the lower worlds. Any Gilui is a certain limitation how it's revealed. So therefore, in that respect, it's not Bittul. It's Yesh.
Sometimes it's Yesh, sometimes it's Bittul.
Again, everything is relative compared to what?
Isn't this
Aveda Varan
attributed to
Meshrebin,
especially?
No, this is Aveda Varan, not
Meshrebin. But it's Aveda. I mean, in every generation, the Nasi is both Moshe and Aaron.
Yeah, but how does Meshrebin connect? In Vata Tetzav, how does Meshrebin connect? By revealing Das in the Yid.
Right.
Okay, that's Das is Meshrebin's level. Arin is the level of Tefillah, which is Mimata Lamailu. That's not Das. Das comes from Meshach, not from Arin. Arin is the one that kindles, reveals the power of the Neshama. But not like Meshach Rabbeinu that gives Das. It's again different Avedis. That's why they needed both.
Rebbe didn't need Arin.
Huh? After Arin died, everything that Arin did, the clouds, came back in the Zchus HaMeshach. After Miriam died, so initially Moshe Rabbeinu needed Aaron and Miriam. After Aaron and Miriam passed away, so then Moshe Rabbeinu did it himself.
So for all future generations, Moshe and Aaron.
Dabet echad lodav bottom. Now Moshe and Aaron all into one.
But Aaron wasn't a dabar; he was doing something else.
He wasn't what?
A dabar.
Yeah, there was one, even in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, there was one Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron was not Moshe Rabbeinu. There was one leader in the generation that brought down Das into all Yidden, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation.
Can a person say that Aaron is Mimata Lamaila, so that's like
Mashiach? Mimata Lamaila? Yeah, Midat. Aaron kindles the menorah of the Yid, Mimata Lamaila.
So we still have Aaron.
In Moshe.
No, the Mashpia.
Then trust me, Mashpia is not Aaron HaKohen. Far from it. Okay, Vine, Tapa Peita, second column. Vine, Kola, Membeis Masois, Eim Bechines Rotz, Mimata Lamaila. All the 42 journeys are the level Mimata Lamaila. Rizawin Yin Krishma Shebish Pasha Shma. Yes, base mem base tevim miavta ad yisharecha. Says in Kabbalah from viyahafta seshem alakecha until the end of the paragraph is 42 words, corresponding with the 42 masois, corresponding with aveda mimata lemaila. Ukemeshir calls the mizah in vinei miner sazov in the main miner sazov, and then it has vayachanu b'chinas shuv. Which is the level of Shmona Esther, Shachar Krishma, Sha'emin Baruch Ata, Baruch Nimbalashim Bricha, Shayubin, Huyum Shabachin, Gilu Bachin, Atu, which is the Nechach. Meaning like this. you have the membeis masois at the level of the longing, right? The Neshama wants to go out, kindle the menorah. The Neshama wants to get out of the body and go up to Elokus. That is the first parsha of Shema. Second parsha, Shema, im shamaya tishma al mitzvesai, or really, he says even more so, it's the level of the Shmonesre. Yeah. The level of Shuv, sorry, not Ivoyim Shmaya. The level of Shuv is the level of Shmonesre. Because what is Shuv? Returning, bringing godliness down here. Baruch atah Hashem, Baruch atah Hashem. Revealing godliness. So the Shema V'ahavta is the longing of the Jew to go out to Hashem. And then you bring it back down to reveal godliness down here through the Shemoneh Esrei, through the 18 brachos that reveals that level of godliness. And that's what it says, Ubenucha Yemar, Shuva Yisrael, right in the Ibn Soya. Then you bring down Elokus down here. And he says, in the ultimate goal of the journeys of the Jew. In other words, by the way, another point. Why are they called, we learned in the class, why are they called Masei and not Chaniyos? The Chayra, the main thing is the destination, not the traveling. Right? You're going somewhere. The main thing is not to travel. The main thing is to get to the destination. So why are the 42 journeys called Masei versus it should be called Chaniyos? These are 42 campings that the Jews camp. So here again, in many my mind, Alter Rebbe is explaining, because the Aveid of Masi means God's longing to go to a higher level. In other words, the only purpose of the camping, the stopping, was only to be able to continue going higher. In other words, in this, the Membeis Masois, the purpose was not the camping. The purpose was the traveling. What?
Getting mileage for
well, not if you're outside doing the chassidus. You don't get mileage for that.